Go ahead and open those things today. I think it was a good team win today. I thought we played exceptionally on defense. Had two goal line stands. We did a good job in field position most of the day with the special teams. Offensively, we started fast, and then we ended up messing up a little bit, getting some penalties, and those are some things we need to clean up. But, Latavius ran for 100 yards. They had, a big physical front. Our offensive line had some new pieces in there, and I thought they did a good job of moving in. And I'm proud of this team. 13 wins is hard to get. We're looking forward to getting some work done this week, taking a little bit of rest, and get back here in front of our fans in U.S. Bank Stadium for the division round of the playoffs. Questions?
Mike, after that offside by Neal, giving him a first and goal at the two, is that sort of a summation wrap-up sort of where this defense has been and where they're going and where they are right now in terms of your eyes?
We can't do that, number one, but, we've played really well recently. These last few weeks, we've played really, really well. Defensively, we've got a lot of good players. They understand the system and what their responsibility is, and they play very, very hard. And, they've got this little edge on them about right now that they don't want to give an inch. And, the first half, they didn't get much. They hit a couple throws on us in the second half. I could have done a better job of calling the coverages. But these guys, they work. And, it's not about one guy. It's about the team.
How big of an advantage is it to have that line for the rest of the journey?
It's big. The last 5 years in the NFC, one of the two teams that had the bye represented the NFC in the Super Bowl. So it's big. How'd you like that one? I don't know if I should say it or not. I used it with the team the other night.
I know without watching the film, how do you think Joe and Ed did at center and just kind of the offensive line did in general with the tough Bears?
Yeah, they were coming with a lot of zero blitzes, so they had some extra guys they were bringing on the pass rush. But I thought we did a good job of knocking them off the ball, but creating seams, and able to get in there. Their defense is very good. I think they're eighth in the league or something, fifth in points against, and they've got some big stud guys up front, and they do a good job. They don't give up big plays. I mentioned that during the week. They don't give up big plays. They're third in the league in 20-plus yard plays. And, it's just you got to go the long haul way. And if you have penalties, like we did in some certain situations, you're against the eight ball. You're not, they're going to get back in their soft coverages. And, it was big. That drive in the second half when we scored was big. We got we were second and 20 or something. We got two throws to Morgan, I think, and then a throw to Thielen that was big.
What went in there deciding to use Collins as much as you did? I think you played over 20 snaps.
Well, we had Kyle Rudolph was a little banged up, and, so we were a little thin at tight end, and it was just another way to get another blocker in there, sometimes pass protection, sometimes run, but just kind of ease the burden off some of these other tight ends.
Mike, with Kyle Rudolph kind of banged up, how much did it mean to have David Morgan make more contributions?
Yeah, it was great. David's done that all year long. When he's had the opportunities, he's come in and been able to help, and, he had some nice plays today. There's still some things he missed that he needs to work on, like all of us, but he did good. Yeah, they. I think I just said that, but I think they did. I think they did good. Moving to different spots. Remmers was playing guard. Berger was playing center. Searles was playing left guard. Hill was at right tackle. So it was just a little bit of moving parts that we had to do today to get us managed through here to this divisional round.
Mike,
Mike, I believe you set the third down defense record for a season today. Is there a way to pinpoint what makes that part of the defense so special?
We got good players. I mean, you know, when corners can cover and you know, safeties can blitz and pressure, and linebackers can blitz and cover, and defensive line can rush. You know, it's important. We spend an awful lot of time at it, and, you know, I don't think we do anything fancy. I think we just got good players.
Along those lines, first in the NFL in scoring defense and total defense, how do you feel about finishing that?
It's good. I mean, you know, it's a heck of an achievement for our guys. But, you know, you can't do that if your offense isn't running the football and controlling the ball, and you can't do that if you know, your defense is out there all the time. So, this, you know, it's a nice stat for the defense, and these guys take a lot of pride in it. But, you know, it's about the team, and, you know, it's overall. So whatever records the defense sets or the offense sets, it's about everybody. Yeah, and he's been good in his career, inside the 10-yard line, and I think he did that again today. You get in there and there's a lot of bodies. You get a bigger guy in there, and he can lower his pads and bring his big rear end and legs with him, and you know, drive it in there. And then you know, he did get some help today. You know, a couple of our other guys helped shoving him in there, and you know, that's part of it too. What curse? Who asked that one?
Well, me.
What curse?
Well, this team has historically been kind of snake-bitten in terms of the playoffs.
I don't know. I don't think there's any curse. I've got a crystal ball, and I've got a wood spirit hanging in my office, so there's no damn curse. Yeah, we'll know tonight when we're going to play. We don't know who we'll play, obviously, until next Sunday. You know, we're going to get back to work Monday, and players are going to come in tomorrow. We're going to do some self-scout as a coaching staff, and then Tuesday and Wednesday we're going to work on some things that I think we need to get better at. And then I'm going to give them some time off, and we'll bring them back and get ready to go.
What is there any sense that, I mean, she spoke about, like, that snake bit? This year feels like a lot of teams have been decimated by injuries. You guys have had some big ones, but good fortune has kind of gone your way to some extent. Is there any sense of that? That, like, hey, this, the Super Bowl being played here, there could be some sense of, like, fortune swinging the Lakers' way?
I don't know. Maybe lightning's going to strike. Well, I think he's had a great year. You know, I think he was a little up and down today. You know, there were some things he missed, but, you know, he made some good throws, big plays. I think the throw to Diggs was a heck of a throw in the end for the touchdown. You know, he found Morgan on those two. You know, he was under duress, but it was a lot of it because of zero blitz. But, you know, there were some other things involved there that we should have got to probably. But, you know, I thought he's handled himself well all year long, and you know, I expect it to be the same way as we move forward here in the divisional round.
Dylan finished in the top 10 in the team history of receptions in a season, yards in a season. It just doesn't happen in one performance. It's just kind of been steady. So many games this year. What has that been to count on that almost every game?
Well, you know, I think Pat has done a great job of getting guys in position. You know, and quite honestly, we don't go in a game saying, hey, Thielen's our guy today. It's whoever has the opportunities get it. And sometimes it's Diggs, sometimes it's Thielen, sometimes it's Rudolph. And, you know, I think it's a combination of things. But to speak on Adam, you know, he's a great kid, a great competitor, loves to play the game. And really, we have a lot of guys like that on this football team. You know, it's a credit to Rick, the kind of guys he brings in here. Guys that are competitors, they love to compete, and good guys. And, you know, I have very, very few discipline issues with this football team. They just know how to do the right thing and, you know what's expected of them, and they do it. And so, you can't, if they don't come in here the right way, it's hard to change them. And so that's been really important. And Adam is an unbelievable person and great competitor, has continued to get better each and every week and year. Good.